This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
90 total minutes of regular play tonight, plus 11 total minutes of Enterprise stoppage time. Final score, Real Salt Lake 3, St. Louis City SC 2.
Okay. City.
Why would you jump on Radiohead so quickly? Give him a second to breathe.
City has lost
Damn.
A lot of games.
What's the matter with this lady?
This okay. is the right mood, though.
It really is.
But City's lost a lot of games. They've only won three. They're still looking for their first win under the interim coach.
I would not say City's in the right place, though. They're like in last place. That's
They're
not good.
Second to last in the entire Major League Soccer.
Does it make you feel any better to be second to last place as opposed to last?
No.
I'd rather just be dead last.
Yeah.
Let's see what Dale Shilley thinks.
Hey, Dale, sorry, we didn't know you were there.
Dale Shilley, City SC Academy Director and broadcaster, Y98. You can hear the broadcast there with Joey Zanaboni. Dale, is it better to be second to last place than it is to be in last place?
Well, hopefully we won't have to find out by being in last place. So, yes, it's better. I will say that.
Well, you know, we're not blowing smoke here. We all know it's been rough. It's been a rough go for City SC, still looking for their first win under the interim coach. I guess a silver lining is that Edward Leuven will return to the lineup this weekend.
Well, two things. One, Critch did win his first game versus San Jose, so we're looking for our second win underneath that. We just want to make sure we get it right.
No, thank you.
Yeah, no problem, especially since you're talking about second to last or last.
Yeah. We're splitting hairs here.
Yeah. Edward Leuven is going to be a big plus. He's such a talent and a big personality for the team, a good leader. When he came into the league, I would say he was one of the top three central midfield players in the league when he came in, and then, you know, had some injury issues and some personal issues that kept him off the field. So he's highly impactful. How much he can play and how long he'll be able to last will be a different situation, but having him on the field will be really a huge boost.
So for a team that is struggling the way this one has been this year, and we all expected it to be a lot more improved from the previous season.
Yeah.
And we were talking about playoffs, and even the owner of the team had said that this should be a playoff team. So because it is where it is, they had to make the coaching change in the middle of the season. What is it like with that team? What is the atmosphere at the moment?
Yeah, I would say that over time, over the last, let's say, 2 months, towards the end of Olaf's regime and then the start of Critch's, it got pretty low. Critch has done a good job of communicating, rallying the troops, giving the team a more clear idea of how they wanted to play and their roles within within the team. But certainly, you know, not winning games hurts that locker room and the spirit amongst the players. So, you know, I wouldn't be telling you the truth if I said, yeah, things are great and rosy and everything's moving forward. It is better than where it was for sure, but the guys need to win. They need 3 points to feel good about where they're at. So it's a difficult position for sure. Anytime a team has only won, 3 games, I think, over the course of the year, they're in a difficult spot.
Yeah, Dale, someone was talking about an analogy to asking the same question over and over again when the situation hasn't changed, like a little kid in the backseat of a car and you're driving through the desert and asks, why is the car so hot? And then, you know, a few hours later, why is this car so hot? Yeah, well, we're still in the desert. And sometimes it feels like that when you're going through a tough season, like, well, what do they need to do? Well, kind of some of the same things that you said last week. But as a player, you have to believe you have a chance to win. You have to focus on the next game. So how do you balance it when you're like, it has been rough for months now? It's been rough, but we have to face each game. Like, okay, we're going to win this game.
Yeah. First off, you have to maintain a level of positivity. Critch has to be able to sell the players on the improvement, the marginal gains that they've made to this point since he's been working with the group. But at the end of the day, the roster is the roster, and there are only certain opportunities during the season to make changes in the roster or to add players to the roster to help fill some holes that are made because of injury or because players aren't performing to a level that was expected or whatever the reason is. And so, yeah, you've got what you've got, and you've got to figure out how to make it work. And as we've said, you know, before a number of times, is when we are attacking minded, we give up chances on the other end of the field. And when we're defensive oriented, we don't create chances on the other end of the field. And somehow, you've got to continue to build on what you have to try to, you know, eliminate those shortcomings. We have, under Critch, have created a lot of chances. I've scored a number of goals in the games, but we're giving up more chances than we're creating. And it's just where we are until we can make changes.
There are 13 games left this season, MLS games. What can be accomplished in those 13?
Well, I think first of all, you want to make yourself competitive for the playoffs. And whether you make the playoffs or not, I think for the players, for the fans, for the organization, you want the games to be meaningful. So, you know, getting a couple of results that can get you up in the standings fairly quickly and at least put you in a situation where you can compete for that eighth or ninth playoff spot is important. Again, just to give meaning to the game, it is going to be tough to make that playoff. And how do you accrue the points that you need in order to get there? So, yeah, what's your goals now? I mean, your goal is to make the games meaningful between now and the end of the year so that the playoffs are within reach, and just try to maintain the motivation to get there.
Yeah, they're 11 points out of a spot right now, multiple teams in between them. I mean, what kind of run are we looking at? They'd have to win several in a row, wouldn't they, to at least get within striking distance?
Yeah, you would have to. Well, look, if you can win 2 or 3 games here over the next 4, that gives you 9 points. Somebody will be dropping points there, so it brings you within 5 or 6. So you start to get closer. But again, you're relying on other people stubbing their toe as well. Mm-hmm. So you need a good run. I mean, there is, in order to make yourself, you know, competitive and that you've got a legitimate shot, you're having to put a string of wins together, which can happen in this league. There's some parity involved with this league. So it's not like the talent level is, you know, infinitely better, especially when we're talking about the bottom of the playoff line and the guys that are below it. They're fairly similar. So you could put 3, 4, 5 wins together, but that's the sort of thing that you would need to do now in order to make it competitive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dale, for me, obviously covering the Blues for a few years, especially back in 2019, they were in last place and went on that winning streak where they won 10 games in a row, 11 games in a row. Now I'm forgetting. But this year, when they had their current win streak, obviously it was so fun to have that winning streak. It was awesome that they got into the playoffs. But there was something that was nagging me the entire time, and that was this team gave up leads late. Even if they came back to win in overtime, the Blues would have the lead with seconds left and give up that lead. And obviously, at the end of the playoffs, that's what eventually got them knocked out, ultimately, mm-hmm. as they gave up a late lead. So when you look at this City team, what is something that you like about what they're doing, and what's something that you don't like?
Yeah, I would say for sure that where we are now compared to before is just the ability for the team to score goals, to create chances, and just from an attacking perspective, how we're at least more competitive than where we were. I mean, there were games when our expected goal stats were, you know, below one earlier in the year. So the fact that, you know, now we have an expected goals up above 1.5, near 2, at least we're threatening the goal and trying to, and then we're getting, you know, creating chances and creating opportunities, which is more fun for the fans and more fun for everybody. But we just can't cover the space over the entire field, so that when we do get higher up the field and we are creating opportunities, when we lose possession of the ball, we are so vulnerable because of the numbers that we have to commit to the attack, and our lack of, I'll say athleticism, but our lack of ability to cover ground and defend is a shortcoming. And it just makes it really hard to keep other teams away from the goal. Because as much as we have attacking players, you imagine the other teams that have maybe better athletes and have a good attacking sense about them as well. And athletically, we're challenged in the back and on the defending side of the field, which is why Olof, I think, defended so deep. I think from a defending side, just how open we are when we get forward would be the part that's the most concerning for me, and hopefully we can address it in this next transfer window.
Before we say goodbye here, Dale, coming up on Monday the 21st is the MLS Next All-Star Game, which is for younger players to get an opportunity, and you've got a couple of academy players that are featured.
Yeah, we've got Owen Jorgensen, who is, I know you guys are going to go, what, is a 2010 which is a real youngster. He's, what's that, make him 14 or 15 years old.
Oh, my God.
Has been, in, yeah, I know, has been invited into the, he's been invited into the MLS All-Star Game and our MLS Next All-Star Game. And Lorenzo Cornelius, who's a 2008, has been invited into the same game as well. So this is the first time we've had two players. Every year since our existence, we've had one. But now we have two players representing the organization down in Austin here in late July. It'll coincide with the MLS, the regular MLS All-Star Game. So great honor for the two boys to represent the club.
Well, Dale, we'll be looking forward to that. Again, it is Monday, July 21st. We appreciate you once again. Thank you for being with us today.
It's my pleasure. Have a great weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.